number of traditions throughout the holiday, and one that's really come around in the last maybe decade or so is Christmas dinner at the Hideaway. And we have the owner of the Hideaway in downtown Northfield, Joan Spaulding, with us. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. How about you?
Good. Good, good.
It's, you probably don't need me to tell you. I bet you knew this before, but Christmas time is a-coming.
I know. It's coming very fast.
We're just a couple of days away from it, a few days away from it now. And the holiday tradition, which I referred to, the Christmas dinner, is coming up on Saturday.
It is.
How many years have you been doing this now, Joan?
This is actually our ninth year.
9 years?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I know.
Boy, time does fly.
It does. It seems crazy.
And it's put on by the Spaulding family. And when I say that, I mean, it's the Spaulding family.
It is. It is.
You have a big family and they all pitch in. Tell us about that.
We do. We actually have 6 kids and then we have significant others that always come along also and help. And we've been doing this now for 9 years, and everybody pitches in. It's just what we do on Christmas Day now.
That's a good tradition, not only for, you know, the family, but also for Northfield as mm-hmm. well. What's on the menu this year?
Well, we always have turkey and ham, mashed potatoes, gravy, cranberries, veggies, dinner rolls, and Christmas cookies.
Mm-hmm. Now, we were talking a little bit on the air. Before we went on the air, we were talking about, supply chain and issues and things like that. And I don't think there's any business that is immune to that in this day and age.
No, there's not.
And I would imagine it's certainly not so. You've had some issues as well with the supply chain in restaurants. Tell
yes.
us about that. Talk about it a little
yes.
bit.
Yes. Well, it's just, as I was mentioning to you, we actually now are working with various different suppliers, just trying to get what we need to, first of all, run the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And then also with this, there's very specific things like the cranberries I was telling you, that you can't get canned cranberries anymore. And so we had to go through 3 different suppliers to find cranberries that we could serve. And yeah, it's a crazy time right now in every industry.
Yeah, but you do what you have to do to get by.
You sort of scramble and you get really excited when you can get enough ham. I mean, yesterday Jim went to pick up 2 more hams and they were out. So he's going to go back early this morning and try to get a couple more because I think we need a couple more hams than what we have. So, yeah.
All right. Now, it's going to be you and Jim, your 6 kids, and some others that are involved, you know, significant others and such. What about the roles they play? Do you do the same? Does every person have the same duty every year? Do you switch it around?
Well, there's definitely the front of the house and the back of the house people.
Okay.
Jim is always in the kitchen and making sure all the food gets out, and our nephew will be back there this year. And oftentimes, like, if we have a volunteer, it seems like the guys like to be back in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And then generally, our oldest son, Michael, because he's very much an extrovert, all of us are extroverts, truth be told, but he's up in the front, I'm up in the front, Sarah's up in the front, sort of welcoming people, getting their orders. Last year, Michael and Stephen were running the food out to people because it was purely drive-through last year. And then we have a whole line in the back of people who are actually making putting the food onto the plate. And then we have additional people who are running the food out to people within the restaurant. So we do have about 6 other volunteers that are coming in to help with all of that.
I recall last year that you had the takeout service.
Yes.
You had to just do the drive-by.
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to be like this year?
That is the million-dollar question. So we're a little anxious about this because we are going to do both sit-in and takeout.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not going to add more seats than what we have. Normally, we add a bunch more seats and we set everything up family style. But we're still trying to really be careful with COVID and the rising numbers and everything like that. So we're not going to be adding more seats to the coffee house. So it will be limited on how many people we can sit inside. But then we are also going to be doing the drive-through at the same time. So we'll be having food going out 2 different directions. So it's going to be, it's going to, every year it's sort of an interesting thing. We just sort of fly by the seat of our pants and somehow or another we pull it off. I don't know.
Now, what time does the family go in and what time do you get done? Do you do all the cleanup and everything before you leave?
Yes, we do. Because the next day we're back open for normal business. So, so this year we go in on Christmas Eve morning and we basically get everything prepped. We slice all the meats, get everything ready, and in the fridge. So then on Christmas Day, we just have to heat everything up. And so then Christmas Eve, as soon as we're done, we go up to Great Harvest, actually, and pick up some bread from them that they donate. And then Brick Oven donates bread for on the plates, and then Great Harvest are loaves of bread that we give away. So we've got two different fantastic bread suppliers. So we leave getting everything set up on Christmas Eve. We head up there. We go to church. We go to my brother's for Christmas, our Christmas Eve, and spend the night up in Waconia and then drive back down on Christmas morning and start at it.
You know, I've always been amazed, and I probably shouldn't be because you're professional restaurateurs full time, but serving that many people in that situation, not a real large kitchen as far as commercial kitchens go.
It's not much bigger than this office.
But you do good work. Let's talk about who can go.
Anybody and everybody. When we first started this, our whole thing was we celebrate Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day we'd just be hanging around our pajamas and not doing much of anything. And we're sort of saying how fortunate we are that we have this family that can just hang around and play games and have dinner and everything like that. But there's a lot of people who don't have families around. And so we wanted to start this as something for people who are by themselves, and so they could have fellowship. And we literally, when the numbers were a little bit smaller, I mean, we'd be playing Uno there and just playing games as if it was our house on Christmas Day. And so really, it's for anybody who's by themselves. And the whole idea is feeding the soul on Christmas.
All right. Well, it's a wonderful tradition that you've started up. It's good to see the family is still excited and enthusiastic about mm-hmm. it and has become a part of your family tradition as well. It's a wonderful thing. Yeah. What time will you be serving?
We will be serving from 1 to 5.
Mm-hmm. Is it advisable to get a reservation or let people know if you want takeout?
Yep. So we never take reservations. Mm-hmm. And I would say for sure call to place an order for takeout. Mm-hmm. And you'll just stay in your car and we'll get what kind of car you've got. Last year we had a line up and around the corner to the back parking lot. So so we'll get what kind of car you have and you'll just sit in your car and it might be a wait. And we'll run the food out to you. If you are coming in, just know that we'll seat you as we can. And it's a very joy-filled day. We have a lot of Christmas music playing inside and outside of the shop. And but yeah, just come. And like I said, we're not going to take it reservations. We're just going to go with what we've got. Yeah.
Well, it's a wonderful thing. We wish you continued success with that. Enjoy your Christmas.
Thank you. You too, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Joan Spaulding from The Hideaway. Once again, that